Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Now, Piano Man is an interesting song. Joining us this morning is DJ Little Dave. DJ Little Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Yeah, very good, thanks. Great to be joining you, although on such a crazy morning.
Yeah, it is a crazy morning, but you know what? Sometimes it's okay to take a few minutes break from all the madness of what's going on around us and just to talk about things that are interesting, and music is always interesting. Piano Man in particular is an absolute classic. How does a song like that become such an iconic one?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head a little earlier, where sometimes we remember things, like 9/11 or whatever, what were you doing, but also what were you listening to at the time? And I think when people are writing these songs, or some of the most iconic songs we listen to, some of them are based on happy, some of them are based on breakups, and obviously some of them are based on real tragedy. In this case, Billy Joel, whose real life name was actually Bill Martin, at the time, he was struggling a little bit. He was trying to get himself out of a really bad record deal. Apparently his first album had really tanked, and he was hiding away trying to make some money. So Piano Man is actually based on his real life experience playing piano at the Executive Room, a bar in Los Angeles, where he was from 1972 to 1973. And this song isn't just Billy Joel's signature hit, it's practically his diary set to music. So Billy, as I said, was stuck in Los Angeles trying to escape that poor record contract. He was struggling to pay the bills, and he took a gig as a lounge pianist at a bar called the Executive Room. And night after night, he played cover songs for a handful of regulars. And those regulars became the characters in his song, The Piano Man. Davey was a Navy man. Paul was a real estate agent dreaming of writing the next great novel. And the bartender, John, really did give him a smile. So Billy sat there soaking it all in and turned their small town struggles into verse. What's so incredible? The song became a huge hit, obviously, allowing Joel to leave his old record deal and eventually sign with Columbia Records, the label that he had always dreamed of joining. I wonder how many struggling artists had gone through very similar journeys at the time. And here's the twist. The waitress who was practicing politics was his then wife, Elizabeth.
The waitress who was practicing politics.
There we go.
Yeah.
Was his then wife, Elizabeth, who worked there with him. So what started as Billy venting about his dead-end job turned into a timeless anthem that still closes bars around the world every Friday night.
Right.
Except maybe not at people's Shabbos tables.
Probably not. What's interesting to me is how a song even becomes popular. You know, today is obviously very different. You've got the internet, you've got Spotify. Maybe it's even harder today because there is such a deluge of music and new artists, and anybody can record something. But then I imagine it was quite difficult as well, because you've got this guy playing music, and he writes the song, and it just becomes one that is completely iconic. How does that actually happen?
Well, you know what? I think it's really just plugging and plugging and plugging. In those days, I suppose a lot of it was down to who you knew. People were obviously also writing great lyrics. And in those days, if you were in the right bar, in the right city, you most probably had record producers coming into your bar, listening to your songs. I think that's how a lot of people got recognized. You did hit a very interesting point. So I did a gig on Saturday night for a group of teenagers, young teenagers, because I do all kinds of weird things, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, you name it. And you may have heard of the dreaded Uppeter song that
We love the Uppeter. We like it. Don't knock us.
Okay.
Yes. Don't judge us for it in studio. Is that the one? Ah, pata, pata, ah, pata. Yes.
That's it. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, what's so interesting is that the kids literally said to me, don't play that song tonight. So, yeah, exactly. So a month ago, it was a hit. And already a month later, it's kind of dead.
Yeah, because they heard they heard this old guy and the friends in studio are singing that song. So now it's no longer cool. That's why, I think.
No, I think it's just about the amount of play these days. So, you know, you get on your various Spotify's and whatever, and you play it to death. Literally, it dies. But iconic songs like Billy Joel's, you know, they've written, the lyrics are just special, and they're timeless classics. Please God, some of the music that we listen to today will become timeless classics of the future. Who knows, somebody maybe will write a song about the incident that's just gone down today in America, and it'll set a benchmark for people sitting back and reflecting on history.
So Dave, when you listen to music today, can you get a sense of a song that has the potential to withstand decades?
That's an interesting question. I'm not so sure. Look, there is a lot of music that's being covered and brought back to life by new producers. In terms of songs, you know, guys like Ed Sheeran, people who are possibly actually writing, and even Dua Lipa or Billie Eilish, they're far deeper in terms of their lyrics than some of the bubblegum music that you might associate with pop or today's pop. But then again, I promise you, in the 70s, parents were most probably listening to kids' songs going, what are the kids listening to today?
Yeah.
So it changes over the decades, and what's relevant to us now may be different. But I think I don't know. I think there's still some interesting songwriting. Hopefully, AI is not going to step in and create the next hit.
Absolutely.
And that artists will hopefully keep us entertained, and we'll be listening to the next version of Piano Man or something like that in the future.
Absolutely, DJ Little Dave. Thank you for that. Absolutely fascinating. If there's any songs, any music that you would love to hear the background to and some get more information about it, let us know.